This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough? Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, welcome. It's Saturday. We are glad you're with us. Michael Lindell will be here of the famous MyPillow. Also, Ashley Papa in the ladies' lounge tonight as we talk about relationships. It's the first Radio Night Live of the new year, and we are glad that you be with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. Thank you. We did have a couple of weeks where we allowed our staff to spend time with the family. And we have got a lot of news to get to. In fact, if you're watching on Biz Television tonight, you'll notice that I'm wearing my Lumberjack Kev costume tonight. That's because, Nick, you got an outside shot of Times Square or something. Show them what's going on in the New York City on the TV. In the New York City, if you're in the New York City tonight or in the surrounding areas around the New York City, you got a lot of that going on. Lots of snow, lots of slippery, slidey stuff. And so you got a lot of that. So we're all lumberjacked out tonight. So I got the lumberjack outfit. Make the jokes you want. I don't care. I'm warm. And I guess that beats everything else. Hey, I want to say thank you tonight right down the shore. That's what you say when you're from these parts. Right down the shore here, a little place called Atlantic City is joining us for the first time tonight. A legendary blowtorch station there, WPG Talk Radio 1450 AM. We are now a new part of their Saturday night lineup, and I couldn't be happier than to be with them. They are just the latest to join the family, but if you're in and around anywhere from Atlantic City all the way over to Philly, because their AM signal gets into there, and then if you're listening on the FM side, it's 104.1. But those two signals there tonight allowing us to penetrate into Atlantic City, where there's a lot of sin and vile and all kinds of corruption going on. I'm kidding. I've never been to Atlantic City. I don't know. But we are excited to be with them tonight, and thank you for the management of WPG making us feel at home. And we hope that you get a lot of interesting weekends with us in the days to come. Radio Night Live is what you're listening to. What do? We take a look at what's going on in the week. We have a little fun. We have some brilliant ladies that stop by in the ladies' lounge. They always like to be here. It's always a lot of fun to have them here. And tonight, a regular in the ladies' lounge, Ashley Papa, will talk relationships. We got all kinds of cool stuff. Like, if you've been a complete, just abject loser spaz in the relationship department, there's a few reasons why 2017 might be your year this year. So stick around. You might learn some stuff. We got all that ahead. And then Mike Lindell, I don't know if you followed this story. Mike Lindell's a really good guy. He's the founder, creator, inventor of the MyPillow. And they are, full disclosure, a proud sponsor of the Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. But I have gotten to know Mike over the last two or three years. I've been using the pillow, and then he began advertising on some of my weekday shows. And eventually he just started advertising on everything that I did. And I love talking about his products because they actually work. They're one of the few things in America where I actually think the owner of the company undersells just how good they are in terms of the benefit that they bring to their customers. But he had a very unusual thing happen last week. In between the holidays, he was up in the Toronto area, and he went to the equivalent in Canada of the QVC. It's probably like called the QVZ or something. I don't know. They have funny names for their letters north of the border. Anyway, so he's over there at the QVZ, and he's doing his thing. And when he comes out, he gets a text message from his assistant saying that the Better Business Bureau had dropped his grade from an A-plus to an F. And you have to understand, the man has sold 25 million pillows. And he's had, I think, in all, counting every single thing, like 232 complaints over the course of the 10 years he's been in business. And you know what? Over that course of time, he's also answered all 232 complaints as best he could himself personally. We're going to ask him what happened. Why'd they do that? What does it mean? Does it matter? You know why I don't think it matters? I don't think it matters at all. I think the Better Business Bureau is a pay-for-play, corrupt, crooked organization. They should be kicked into the Atlantic Ocean. Walmart's got tens of thousands of complaints. They barely address 10% of them. Other organizations have many, many more. They've never even addressed them. A-plus ratings. A-plus ratings. A-plus ratings. Why? Oh, they gave a donation to the Better Business Bureau. That's something that MyPillow hasn't done. So, anyway, he's going to be with us. We're going to get his take on this and appreciate him making time for us tonight to do that. Now, I want to get to the top stories of the day because this is the story that has obsessed America over the last 24 hours. And there's not really been anything that has unclinched it from the real kind of manic awareness that Americans were giving it. But yesterday, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, was the scene of just abject panic. And as best as we know now what happened, a fellow by the name of Esteban Santiago went on an airplane ride from Anchorage, Alaska, to the Twin Cities. In the Twin Cities, he changed planes and got on a plane that was headed to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Once in Fort Lauderdale, he took the gun that he had lawfully and legally checked through security. He picked it up, went into the restroom, loaded it up, came out, and began to execute people, shooting them in the head. He killed five. Six more are injured and are still in the hospital. But the numbers that he killed dead, and then when he ran out of bullets, he reloaded, I think it was three times. When he ran out of bullets, he just sat down on the floor and basically waited for the authorities to come to him. And then they took him into custody. Now, I was on the air live for the better part of the afternoon yesterday, and my coverage consisted of why would somebody like Esteban Santiago, former service member in Iraq, come back. He was serving in the Alaska National Guard at the time. He had been recently released. I guess he had failed to perform up to standards. And nobody seemed to have an answer. It seemed to be very, you know, well, this is just a strange thing. Let me state a truism here, and I really do feel strongly about this. I said this on social media last night. When terrorism is the only thing that seems to make sense, that's because it's probably what happened. This man did not have a rational motive for killing the five people that he killed. But he did walk into the FBI office in Anchorage a few weeks ago and say, somewhere around last November, and say, I've been watching a lot of ISIS videos. I feel like the government's controlling me. I feel like I'm supposed to fight for ISIS. To which they let him walk out again. They took him and they got a little, you know, doctor to come look at him and pat him on the head and say, okay, you know, well, we can't find anything that's wrong with him. But as they are starting to uncover the clues to what happened, he meticulously flew this flight for the purpose of nothing more than to attack. And he performed the attack. He carried out the attack. He made the attack successful. He killed five innocent Americans. And so my question for you tonight is, you know, last week we had the president puffing up his chest. Let me be clear. On my watch, there were no terror attacks on American soil. Because I'm a stud. Let me be clear. This Donald Trump guy coming in behind me, I don't know what he will do, but I know that he will not be as cool as me. Because I play basketball and golf and smoke and drink beer and have beer summits. I am the coolest. Let me be clear. No terror. Now, that's funny because the terrorists are going, huh, well, Boston bombing and San Bernardino and Fort Hood and the Chattanooga recruiting stations and the Orlando nightclub. And it appears that this guy thought he was acting on ISIS's behalf yesterday. But we have a, you know, outgoing president who, I don't know, is he's seemingly mildly delusional. He's on the verge of, like, imagining things, but he, you know, no terror on his watch. Everyone has focused in on saying, you know, this guy, no doubt, had to have been mentally ill to do what he did yesterday. Is there nothing that we could have done when he walked into the FBI and said, I feel like the government's controlling my mind and I'm being forced to watch ISIS videos and I feel like I'm compelled to fight for ISIS, other than have a doctor pat him on the head and send him on his way? I mean, because that's basically what they did. He lived within walking distance of the only mosque in all of Alaska. Did you know that? There's some very odd, very strange components to this story, and I'm just curious as to your reaction to it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about national security. I want to talk about whether or not the president should be bragging about the lack of terror on his watch, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll do the ladies' lounge and talk to Mr. Lindell coming up next. Thank you, Atlantic City. Big night. Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The boys, of all the boys,
All right, kind of a foggy night in New York City. We're glad you're with us, as always. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of the Brooklyn and Queensboro bridges, and it is kind of a we've had snow. It's all a mess. It's just a big mess. It's not going to be warm for a couple of days. That's why I'm wearing my lumberjack Kev outfit tonight. I look like the bounty guy on the front of the paper towel thing. Except he has hair and I don't. Welcome. And we also want to say a big welcome to Atlantic City, WPG, Talk Radio, 1450 AM. We couldn't be happier than to have them on board with us and to be beaming our common sense conversations in the vast areas between Philadelphia and the ocean there in Atlantic City. And it's just an honor to be on such a great radio station, a tremendous reputation that station has in Atlantic City. And so thank you to the management of WPG for putting us on. Okay, I mentioned in the last segment that a good friend of ours, in fact, that guy that is willing to help guarantee that you'll get the best night's sleep of your life. That's how strongly he's committed to doing that, and even give you the chance to get four pillows for the cost of just one when you dial 800-506-2641. Mr. Mike Lindell, he's been on our show so many times, and he's such a dear friend, and I've been able to travel with him overseas and do a lot of other things, and I've gotten to know him. I've gotten to know his heart, and he rejoins us now on Radio Night Live. Michael, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Kevin. It's good to be here.
And I hope you don't get mad at me for doing this, but you just said on Facebook asking for people to pray for your dad. He's undergoing something, and at one hospital they weren't able to service him, and he's getting transferred. I'm just going to encourage people to do that if they're of like mind.
Yeah. We actually didn't transfer him, and they figured out what he had, and it's very, very, very serious. So if they could pray for that, I don't even know how to say the words that he has, but he doesn't recognize me right now, but I think it's in the next couple of days here. They said they're giving him stuff right now. He'll come around and there'll be some recovery.
Okay. Well, his name's Jim, if people want to pray, and so I just encourage them to do that. Hey, it's been a rough few days for you because you've had a lot of travel that was added to your schedule unexpectedly, and that was all because of this kerfuffle that the Better Business Bureau decided to go and announce. And I want to let my listeners know that it is not normally the habit of the Better Business Bureau to not only downgrade someone five grades all at once, but then to publicize it to the national media. Michael, what on earth happened with MyPillow and the BBB?
It's very, very disturbing, and I'm a little more angry today than I was when I was on the New York media there, Kevin. Because I've thought this through, and I still can't come up with an explanation. But I'm going to give you a timeline.
Okay.
You guys can do your own analogy. I met Mr. Trump in a private meeting this summer in August, and I came out of there and I thought, this guy is, as you know, Kevin, I told you, I said, he's going to be the most amazing president ever. And I put 100% into everything. I went in Minnesota here, I did a press release to go on TV and everything, and I'm not political, but I just know that this was how he's going to be. I got to personally meet him. We talked about what I'm going to be doing with the inner cities with he asked me about that. He asked me about how am I making my product here in America, and you know, 1500 employees, and it was just basically everything he's trying to get to, that MyPillow is already there, and it was just amazing talking to him. Well, when I put out this press release, and then all of a sudden, and I'm going to give you a backline here, for four years I've been with the BBB. I've had problems with them before where they, way back when I invented the pillow, I'm going, well, how come I don't have an A rating? I don't have any, any complaints, any or any things, and they go, well, you haven't joined the BBB, so you if you join, we'll get more information on you, then you'll get an A. And I got into it with them back then. That was 2011. And then I got into them one other time. I said, well, how come I have no, still had no complaints. I said, I've sold thousands of pillows, and they wanted to link to my website. And I said, why wouldn't I have an A+? I don't have any complaints, and I've sold thousands, and I travel across 3 states to personally to deliver a pillow. My customer service comes first, and I view every customer as my only customer. And the BBB said, well, that's our regulations. That's our own internal regulations. I said, well, you're the first BB in the country who was from Minnesota. I said, you can certainly change it. I think that's wrong. They go, well, you have to be in business 10 years to get an A+ rating. And I said, that's not fair. And anyway, they wanted to link to me so bad, guess what? An hour later, I had an A+ rating. So then, over the next 4 years, I was their darling. We have sold 25 million pillows. We have 232 complaints in 5 years, and every one of them, half of them I answered myself. I got the person on the phone. That means they didn't call my pillow. They call them, so I have a direct connection every day to the BBB because every customer matters to me. So they would tell us every one of those 232 customers is more than happy. They're the happiest people on the planet. And the other 25 million, so 25 million people have 232 happy complaints. So anyway, I was up for their biggest award they nominated me for this summer. It's called the Torch Ethic Awards on ethics and great customer service. Well, that was in, it was going to be, I had to fill out the form. I decided not to. I decided not to because it's all about money to them. And then here in August, after I put everything out there for Mr. Trump, all of a sudden the BBB calls me up and they go, we think you've been running your two-for-one special too long. According to our bylaws, we only want you to run that 6 months, and I've been running it like a year and a half, whatever. And I go, well, what do you mean? We don't consider it a sale anymore. And I go, okay. I said, well, that's good news because that's fine because I have my new creatives that I'm making right now and they're coming out in January and that's not the BOGO, the 2-for-1 offer.
Right.
And I said, besides that, I could offer the 4-pack special that a lot of the radios do. And anyway, the two premium and the 2 go anywhere.
Right.
So they said, no, we want you to do that now, but we want you to come and meet our board of directors. On November 15th, I went in and I met the board of directors of the BBB. There was at least 35 of them in the room. And I told them, I said, you know, people are counting on my sale for Christmas. I can't take down these dubs. And I said, you're not my boss. I mean, I'm not breaking any laws. Why, you know, are you kidding me? In January, I have new ones coming out anyway. And they go,
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're just a minute away from the break. And that's an interesting point because when we come back, I want to pick up right from there. Mike has gone into the board. This is in November. He's gone into the boardroom. He is meeting with the board of directors of the BBB after being up for one of their awards and after 4 years of incredible ethics and customer service. And friends, everything that Mike just said about the pillow, I happen to know to be true as well. I've been there. I've seen the facility. I know many of the people that answer his phones. They care about every single customer as if it was the only customer they would ever have. And tonight, if you want to support such a company, 800-506-2641, you can get those 4 pillows for the cost of just one if you call tonight and use that number, 800-506-2641. But we continue from New York with Mike Lindell. It's a snowy night here in the biggest city in America, and we are happy to have you with us. Happy to welcome Atlantic City onto the family as well. Brand-new station there, WPG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Again, if you're joining us on Biz Television, you'll notice I'm wearing my Lumberjack Kev outfit tonight. Go chop trees when I'm done. No, it's cold. I'm trying to stay warm. And we're glad to be there with you if you're snowed in as well. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. My guest is Mr. Mike Lindell. He is the founder, originator, CEO, and chief bottle washer at MyPillow. In fact, literally, I think he sweeps the floors and takes out the last bag of garbage every night before turning off the lights and locking the door. I mean, Mike, when you take as much pride in your company as you do, and you do it because you love the people that work for you, you love the making a product that helps customers the way MyPillow has revolutionized sleep for people, you really are in this for the right reasons. You want to help other people. And the fact that the Better Business Bureau doesn't see that is really disturbing to me. But take us back to November. You're in the boardroom, and they've summoned you there. And for what purpose?
They
wanted me to come there, and they wanted me to, because I said I disagreed with them, that they wanted me to take my ads down and not run specials for 6 months of the year. I mean, they wanted me to just completely take my advertising down.
And they're doing this to you just before the Christmas season, when people would like to get a deal on the pillows.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I said, well, number one, I'm not breaking any laws. And number two, and they go, well, that's our guidelines. And either it doesn't become a sale. And I said, so you want me, my people, my customers, to pay full price for the pillow? And then on top of that, you want me to quit making them for 2 months, and then 1,500 people that I make everything here in the U.S., and then all the radio and all the TV that rely on, you know, that I advertise with. Anyway, I told them, I said, this is crazy. I said, why would you want me to do this? Why can't you wait till January? And when my new ads come out, I said, you know, I've been very busy. It's been a very successful ad. I run all kinds of different ads, but that one was very successful. So anyway, that I give my whole speech, and I said, you know, you guys should be very proud of my pillow being, you know, we make it all here in Minnesota. I can't even believe you're doing this. And I said, so what, where do we leave this? And the lady says, well, we're going to give you a C without even asking the board. And I go, or, you know, even say to the board, I go, you guys already had it in your head. You're going to lower my grade to a C? I said, I have to change hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of packaging because now I have an A plus on the packaging. And I was stood there in disbelief, Kevin, and I looked at, I said, I can't believe I'm hearing this. I said, I've done nothing wrong. And I said, I said, you guys are a monopoly. And I said, this is the worst thing. I said, other businesses, I said, before when you told me I couldn't get an A plus, magically that appeared. I said, you guys are all about the money. You're all about, it's pay to play. And I said, or whatever, and that board thing. And I left the boardroom. I left. I just said, this is, you know, you're giving me a C. So I had to go out, drop the BBB, spend almost a quarter million dollars on packaging. And, my employees, I did have to hire more employees. Well, anyway, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to come out with a C after the first of the year. I'll have to explain this to my customers and what happened. Well, you're right, Kevin. What they did then, I'm up in Canada doing a show, and my Facebook starts blowing up, and the BBB has just went public to my hometown TV stations, did a press release, went out there on camera, and said, we're lowering my pillow from an A plus to an F.
And not only did they do it, they publicized it, because I saw it pop up on the front page of the New York Daily News' website.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why is this a news story?
Yeah, they let everybody know. Either it was political, or they tried to destroy me because I didn't agree with them in their boardroom. And I told them, you know, I said, this is I've never had anything like this. It's just unbelievable. And so I've been beside myself for a week. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to go after them. I've read things online. If anybody wants to Google the Better Business Bureau on YouTube, well, look at what 2020, the piece they did on them, all the stuff that they do to little businesses. If you pay, you get a good grade. If you don't, you don't get a good grade.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting in the first commercial break, Mike, because two of my staffers came in and said, oh, yeah, we know about how corrupt they are. And they were sharing stories of family and others that have had it. Well, we're 1 minute away from the next break, Mike, but I want to give you time to put the capstone on this, because the bottom line is MyPillow and now the Lindell Foundation are going to be hugely instrumental in changing people's lives. And while the BBB may be out there trying to, you know, sucker punch you, people really do need to know what the other side of the story is. So when we come back, I want you to tell us in your words what the goals for the Lindell Foundation and the MyPillow organization is all about in 2017, how you're going to be helping people ways you've never helped them to date. And it's going to be amazing. But we got to take this real quick break, and then we'll come right back. Thanks for doing this tonight. I know that with your dad in the hospital, things are on your mind. So it's one of those things where I want, friends, I am such a believer in Mike and the company that I just want everybody to know the truth, and that's why I've asked him to join us, and I'm so glad that he did. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and
and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Day for free.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Saturday night, Radio Night Live. A big welcome to our brand new affiliate in Atlantic City, WPG, 1450 AM Talk Radio, and their FM counterpart. We're excited to be in Atlantic City. It's a great station. I've heard great things about it. I've heard from a lot of people that listen to it, so it's wonderful to be with them tonight. We are speaking right now with a very special friend of this broadcast because he has stood with us in sponsorship, making us possible.
possible for the last 3 years. And when someone comes after my friends, I want to do everything I can to speak up for them. And Mike Lindell has been here many times. He's been in this studio. He's told his stories. His life is amazing. He has a book coming out. You're not going to believe that all this stuff could happen to one individual, but it really has. And his name is Mike Lindell. Now, Mike, one of the things that I'm excited about is that as MyPillow has become more and more successful, and I remember last year you came to see me in March and you had sold 11 million pillows in March, and then by November when you came to, or October when you came to see me, you had sold 25 million pillows. So it was a pretty big year in 2016 for you. But as that was going on, and you were telling me this when we were in Israel together and other things, you said, you know, Kev, I want to use MyPillow to make good for the world. I want to do good things for the world. So you started talking about the Lindell Foundation and what it was going to attempt to accomplish and why you wanted to, do this other layer of work for the people around. First of all, what was your motivation? What was your vision? What do you hope to accomplish through the use of the foundation and working with the MyPillow Corporation in the process of it?
Well, what I did is, it was about it was right after Israel when we got back. I really went to work on it, and it's all come to fruition now. I'm in 80 countries, and I'm starting in Minnesota, actually at the end of this month. And imagine I took everything out of a foundation, which I reverse engineered it. Well, you know, it starts with trust, and then I wonder, well, how much does let's say it's a XYZ foundation. Well, how much does their CEO make? How much money really goes to the little children or whatever in the square? And how much money actually makes it to them? And then, boy, it'd be nice if I could hear back from them that I made a difference in their lives. So,
right.
To make it real short, I've got it. So you, on my foundation, when it comes out now this month, you'll have these individual needs, and they've all been checked out that they're real. And let's say you have a square up there, and it needs $500 for this person in need. And anyone that puts in, now that's fulfilled, the money's fulfilled. There's no overhead in the foundation. That's all covered by MyPillow or this other entity. So there's no overhead. So if you put in $100, $100 goes right to whatever cause you want. And you hear back from that person what a difference you made in their life. So you get the blessing to be able to give with no, and if the money doesn't get there, so let's say something happens, you get your money back. I mean, I view it like I do my own customer for MyPillow. What do I want in a foundation? Well, I certainly don't want one that's corrupt where everybody's making millions of dollars and 10 cents goes to the actual cause.
Right.
And I'm not taking, this infrastructure has already been set up. I put in a lot of money of my own personal money, and I've been, like I say, we started it in 80 countries. And the sad part about this is with this BBB thing, I think it's just they tried to destroy me, my credibility before we're launching this most amazing thing. It's going to be the biggest foundation ever because there's no, you took everything good that a foundation should have is in it. You get to pick your cause. You get to pick what you'd like to donate to, who you'd like to donate to. Here's their little story up there, whatever it is. Somebody, maybe it's veterans, maybe it's somebody, some addicts, maybe it's human trafficking, whatever it is, whatever that square is, the individual need is filled, and then you get to hear back right from them the difference you made.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so an amazing.
Even $20 will make a difference to these people.
It's an amazing concept, and I work with charities every year. In fact, I just did a report at the end of this year, and my listeners gave in excess of $350,000 to about 12 different things last year. They fed kids, they got Bibles to persecuted Christians in different parts of the world. We rescued some Christians out of Iraq and Syria. I mean, just a ton of different types of things. And I was thinking, if there was a clearinghouse where you could have trusted causes that had been properly vetted, that had all of that credibility issue solved, and you knew that none of that money, and I know other foundations that say that no money is spent, and then they spend money on the things that they say is. I know that for a fact, this is actually what you're saying it will be, because as you've said, MyPillow and other entities are going to take care of the costs of the overhead, so there's no burden on the foundation at all.
Right, 100% of the overhead, and then I got my book coming out. When my book comes out, Kevin, I'm going to do something that's never been done there before. When I sell direct, I'm going to say, let's say the book comes out at $20. All $20 is going to go towards the foundation.
Oh, wow.
And go to the cause. So to cover. So, and people say, well, they're going to say, well, how's that possible? The book costs, you know, $4 or $5 to print. That's because I'm personally putting that money in.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
For me, that's why when they came and the BB came out to destroy me like this, it's like, I'm not about the money. I'm about, you know, providing jobs. I'm about helping people. That's what, you know, God put me out, gave me an incredible platform. And it's, you know what, the pillow is just a platform for a bigger purpose. And that biggest purpose I'm going to fulfill with my evangelism, with the foundation and all this. And there's not, we're not going to let some little BBB try and stop us.
No, I know you won't, Mike. And just know that the listeners to this broadcast love you, and we couldn't be happier than to stand with you and support you. So let me just say this, friend. If you're listening and you haven't gotten the pillows, or maybe you bought some pillows, or maybe you're thinking about buying some more pillows for people, right now it would be a great time to do it, because what you would be sending is a message to the BBB that they're corrupt, pay for play. You know, you pay them $300 a month, and then they put you at a certain grade, or you pay this or that, and then they give you this special category. That's not playing here. We're talking about real help for real people, doing it honestly, doing it transparently, as MyPillow has always done. And Mike, I know that tonight's a busy night. I know you got a lot on your mind with your family, but thanks for taking the time to be with us and telling your story tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kevin, and God bless.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, brother. Okay, so here's the number, 800-506-2641. I'm tempted to buy a set of pillows just to give as gifts to people that I don't even know if anyone needs them yet or not. But I want to make that statement tonight just to stand with Michael. He's doing too much good, and we can't let this corruption try to bring him down and to keep him discouraged, or any of the 1,500 people that he employs at MyPillow. It's an amazing thing. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use that phone number. Get four pillows for the cost of just one when you call tonight. 800-506-2641. Kevin McCullough coming right.
Lead attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. There are still some Christmas lights up, I guess, on Fifth Avenue there. They haven't totally put them all away here in the city just yet. Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. There is, well, I'm curious. We haven't taken any calls on the topic tonight, mostly because Mike jumped in, and I just wanted him to have enough time to tell his story. But the attack in Fort Lauderdale yesterday, the news became obsessed with it, and the idea was, they were talking about mental illness, they were talking about, you know, how could someone, you know, who was originally from Puerto Rico be involved in something like this. And the whole time I'm sitting here listening, and, you know, he has a Latino last name, and we haven't seen a lot of Latino last names in the terrorism attacks in recent years. And so I'm sitting there thinking, there just doesn't seem to be any explanation for this except terrorism. There just doesn't seem to be any rational argument for why somebody, did he have a beef? Were these five people that he killed, did he know him? No, didn't have any connection to him. And then later in the evening, you start to find out, oh, he had been watching ISIS videos. Oh, he had actually told the FBI that he felt like he was being forced into this. He lived within walking distance of a local mosque. Oh, this picture that we found online, he's wearing a keffiyeh and he's holding up the ISIS one that they often hold up. So as we go through, actually seeing pictures of him and beginning to get a grasp of what his life was like, suddenly it kind of took on a different understanding. And in that, I felt like that the media still hasn't really told much of the story. I mean, if you go to a lot of the places outside of the Drudge Report or a couple of other outlets, you're not going to read much about any of that. But you know what is going to be discussed is why now lawful Americans shouldn't be allowed to carry their checked firearms through security and when they travel. This is going to become the new. There will be someone that will try to make this push in some way. That the problem isn't ever the actual character of the person that does the crime. It's the access to the gun that is the problem. And I would go so far as to say tonight, if you had had a lot of concealed carry people in that room last night, he wouldn't have killed. He may have gotten one shot off. That would have been about it. You wouldn't have had half a dozen injured and five dead. If someone else had had a firearm and had been able to respond and return fire, he would not have survived. But you would have had significant less injury and fatality. So, I'm curious as to your thoughts on all that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Yeah, we got a lot to get to in hour two. It's also the Ladies Lounge coming up. Ashley Papa will be with us from Fox News. She's the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine, and she's also the one who keeps the blog, AshleyPapa.com. So she'll be joining us as well. Stay with us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Quality diamonds.